Jazz pianist Brad Meldow likes crossing musical borders. He's improvised to songs by the Beatles and Joni Mitchell. He's also written songs for operatic soprano Renee Fleming. And now, with his new 2-CD set, Highway Rider, he's created a large-scale work for chamber orchestra and jazz ensemble. Jeff London has the story.
You could say that all jazz is theme and variations. You take a tune like George Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me, and then the musicians improvise variations based on the chord progression. For Highway Rider, Brad Meldow says he decided he wanted to tackle theme and variations in a really big way by starting with something really small, a short musical idea.
So that's sort of a two-part theme. It's got one thing and then a reply to it. And that generates a lot of the melodic material on the record. And also, in a different way, it generates tonal relationships on the record.
All of the 15 songs on the 2-CD set come, to a greater or lesser degree, from that one tiny musical motif.
Sometimes it's more overt. So, for instance, on one called Capriccio, that's sort of this. The opening of that melody is really literally. You know, just put in a different rhythmic context.
It turns into a wistful jazz waltz. Morphs into a gnarly urban soundscape. Brad Meldow says that for him, all of this musical transformation has a kind of extra musical effect.
There is this narrative that I feel, and that I was thinking about the more I wrote it, of traveling and leaving and coming back.
Pop musician John Bryan produced the album. He says he admires Brad Meldow's creative wanderings.
I just like the fact that he keeps changing it up. And I think that this is just another example of that. Some people may not be a fan of tense harmony and go, what is he doing? Some people may go, wait, I wanted a bunch of piano solos. What's this, you know, 20th century classical influenced jazz merging craziness? And some people may just hear it as sublime and go, why doesn't he do that all the time?
Meldow has stretched his sonic palette on Highway Rider to include a chamber orchestra with strings, horns, and contrabassoon. Meldow Meldau says this unorthodox group of instruments gave him interesting colors to play with.
So it's kind of a dark sound, which I think I just love in a lot of music I listen to. This dark, reedy, rich bass.
In a higher register, playing the role of musical protagonist, is Joshua Redman on sax. Brad Meldau have been friends and musical colleagues since the early 1990s. Redman says, as ambitious as Highway Rider is, there's one thing that always strikes him about Brad Meldau's compositions.
His music just grooves. I mean, for all the complexity and all the harmonic rigor and all the technical prowess and all the lyricism, beneath it all is this incredible groove. His feel is unassailable. He has the best groove on the planet.
Carnegie Hall just announced that Brad Meldau will be its composer in residence next season, and Highway Rider will be performed live in the main auditorium. In the meantime, the 2-CD set is available on Nonesuch Records. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.